With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Friday before Easter is known by Christians as Good Friday. It marks the day of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. While the death of Jesus is certainly not thought of as a good thing, it was certainly necessary for God's plan of salvation. The death of Jesus Christ is the final atoning price that is paid for the sin of those who will trust in Jesus. The Bible says that sin, disobeying God, can only be paid for by the shedding of blood. This is why the Jewish people sacrificed animals for thousands of years. The New Testament, though, speaks of Jesus Christ as the final payment of sin. The Bible says that every human has sinned against God. Everyone except Jesus Christ, that is. He was both God and man. Jesus lived for 33 years on the earth. During that time, he never sinned against his Father in heaven. He was perfect. His perfection allows him to be eligible to be the sacrifice for sinful humanity. It was a high price, but one he was willing to pay. And on that cross, on Good Friday, he paid that price. Hanging between two criminals, Jesus died on a Roman cross on Good Friday, not for any sin or crime he'd committed, but for the sins of those who would trust in him. And the Bible says that sacrifice was not limited only to those who were alive when Jesus died 2,000 years ago, but it's available today. Even now, we can know the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ when we ask him to forgive us of our sins and pledge to follow him as our Lord and Savior. And that's the greatest news of all.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
A Lifeway Bible study says Jesus came into the world to call sinners to repentance and to lay down his life on their behalf that they might be saved. Likewise, as his followers, we should tell others about Jesus and call on them to turn from their sin and trust in him. Because Jesus gave up his life for us and we've committed to following him, our lives should be marked by sacrifice. We should be willing to do whatever God calls us to do, as we invest in others with our words and deeds. Hopefully others will hear about Jesus, the Lamb of God, beholding him in faith and being saved as they become his disciples. Read that full Bible study at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.